Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
Well, the cattle future got back some of what they lost yesterday, and the feeder cattle were up 80 to $1.50. The strongest contract was January, up $1.55 at 144.37, and that was just about 7 off the high. Yesterday they were over $4 lower, so we're getting some of that back. The live cattle were anywhere from 40 to $1.10 higher, with December being the strongest, up 110. Yesterday the live cattle cash trade was from 114 to 115. There was some report today of some 116 trade, and so that helped the December live cattle march back up here to 119.20. The box beef market was 13 cents lower on choice at 242.21. Select widened out to, or down $1.67 to 215.86. That put the choice select spread at $26.35. And that would be new highs for the choice above what we saw back in the summertime, August 21st, and went up to 241.70. So we're back above that high. So that's kind of a welcome sign. The hogs today were weak. They were down $1.30 in February at 73.25. December's down 17 rather at 62.95. They're still not seeing any realized demand here, despite a lot of people feeling like the Asian market could come on here and demand could spike. But we haven't seen that yet. It's being pressured by a large U.S. herd plus increasing hog weight.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
At the Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program, we know firsthand the power of working together to resolve conflicts. OAMP is a no-charge mediation service available to Oklahomans in need of assistance resolving all types of agricultural and environmentally related issues that arise between producers, their lenders, and other individuals or entities, including USDA agencies. Call OAMP today to answer any questions you have about mediation and how it can work for you. Toll free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 1-800-248-5465.
Today's grain market was generally weak here, although it did come back toward the end of the day. The Kansas City wheat closed down about 2 to 2.75 cents, which was disappointing because that market was so strong earlier in the week, and of course we gave some back yesterday. But July Kansas City wheat out there, next summer the crop we just planted is down 2.25 at 444.5. It continues to kind of be a dog here in a downtrend, going back from the first of the year when it was above $5. So we're nearly a dollar off those highs at this point for the wheat crop that we'll harvest next summer. Corn unchanged, beans unchanged here, still waiting around for a U.S.-China, some sort of U.S.-China agreement. There was some mid-morning talk of the Canadian and Mexico agreement coming to fruition, as Speaker Pelosi mentioned she wants to get something done by the end of the year. We've heard that before, but it did help the markets a little bit here, and that would open up some additional sales for us here in the United States, which would be good. The Dow Jones currently down about 51 points, 27,710. The crude oil and natural gas markets are mixed here. Crude oil currently down about 30 cents. Natural gas up about a nickel on the day.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.